It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. U.S. stocks dropped sharply for the fourth straight day on Tuesday.
The market's wild swings are reactions to President Trump's broad tariffs on goods coming into this country, unlike any seen in modern American history.
The stock market turmoil can create anxiety for people nearing their retirement years or in retirement now and could lead to hasty decisions.
Emily Guy Birkin is here, a personal finance writer in Milwaukee and the author of five books on money management, including Making Social Security Work for You and the 5 years Before You Retire. Emily, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, in this moment, you know so much about personal finance. How are you feeling right now?
This is an odd moment. So I have been writing about personal finance for 15 years. My father was a financial planner, and I've been, you know, kind of immersed in this my entire life. And the current turbulence in the market is unlike anything I've personally ever seen. And we kind of have to go all the way back to 1929 to see something similar. Because when I have seen turbulence in the stock market before, I don't want to call it like natural as if, you know, this is, you know, a fact of nature, but it has followed a kind of a pattern throughout the time that I've been alive and the things that I've, you know, read about in history. Whereas this current market turbulence is a reaction to the president's specific actions. So I personally have never seen anything like this before, lived through anything like this before. So it is concerning. It is something that I can completely understand why everyone who's looking at their 401k balance is going, oh no, what am I going to do? But I do want to reassure people, this is not, you know, the beginning of the end. This is not all is lost. This is just something that is different from what we have seen before. That doesn't mean it's not survivable. It doesn't mean that you're going to be unable to retire.
In more recent times, though, you're saying that this is hitting differently than the 2008 Great Recession or even the COVID pandemic.
Yes, absolutely. And so part of the reason why it's hitting differently is because the Great Recession in 2008 came about because of the subprime mortgages and what was going on with that. That was part of pretty much every 7 to 10 years, the market has a correction. It kind of grows and then falls down again. That's not exactly true. We never really had one in around 2015, but this is kind of a cycle that we've seen. And regulations have kind of helped those market cycles being the kind of enormous boom and enormous busts that we used to see before those regulations. So with those market corrections that we saw specifically after 2008, and then what happened with the coronavirus, those fit a little bit more within what we had come to expect in that kind of 7-year cycle. Now, the coronavirus also felt unprecedented to me because I personally had never seen, I don't think anyone had lived through a kind of global event that affected everything in that way. So that one was also felt different to me than the 2008 recession. Whereas with coronavirus, that was, you know, no one single person's actions that caused that. That was a global event that was affecting everything. What's going on right now is very clearly tied to one single person.
So, you know, if you hear the sentiment, oh, just don't look at the investment portfolio. Just wait till this is just blown over before you go back and look at what's happening to your 401k right now. But what if you don't have a decade or a half a decade, you know, to wait for recovery? What do you do?
That's a very tough one. So the people who are approaching retirement right now are understandably like biting their fingernails. And so there is some truth to the, you know, just don't look in that, you know, someone who is 62 years old today planning on retiring in 3 years. Yeah, obviously they don't have a decade for all of their portfolio to recover. But the thing is, when you retire in 3 years, you don't need your full portfolio available. you are actually going to keep a good portion of it invested for the long term, because you're going to need money when you're 85 as well. So one of the things to remember is that we tend to think of our portfolios as a little bit like, you know, Scrooge McDuck's vault. So it's just all money there that we can go and scoop up and take and spend when we need it. But the thing is, it's not all in one place. And in fact, it's it has different timing. So you, there's some money that you're going to need in 3 years, if you're retiring in 3 years, or next month, or, you know, anytime in the near future. So there is some money, and that is something where it's understandable you're very concerned. But there is money that you are going to allow to continue to grow for you to access in your 80s and 90s. So you do still have time for recovery, even if your retirement date is tomorrow, because not all of that money is needed tomorrow. And so this is part of the reason why it's so important to switch to more conservative investments for a portion of your portfolio as you get closer to retirement, so that people who you know, were planning on retiring in 2025 may have in the past 5 years or so started moving some of their investments to things like bonds that are that are more conservative, or even to things like treasuries and you know, cash equivalents, because those will maintain their principal no matter what happens. And so it is a way to make sure you have money to live on immediately after you retire, even if the market is just bonkers when you retire.
Emily Guy Birkin with us, Milwaukee-based author of personal finance and retirement books. Emily, you know, not everyone does have the 401k. We're all part of the Social Security program. How much is Social Security affected by what's happening in the stock market?
So one of the things that's great about Social Security is that it is a guaranteed retirement benefit. So we don't have to worry about what the market is doing when it comes to Social Security money. And that's because the way Social Security was designed, and it's very elegant, is that it is a direct transfer from current workers to current beneficiaries. And so that means that it does not have ups and downs in terms of investment returns like the stock market does, because it's just going directly from current beneficiaries, current workers to current beneficiaries. And even the Social Security Trust Fund, which is quote unquote invested, it is part of the American government. And so the trust fund, because there were so many baby boomers, they paid into the trust fund and there weren't enough beneficiaries that needed the money the baby boomers were paying in. They invested that in the trust fund. And by investing it, what it means is that in the same way that when you put money in the bank and the savings account, the bank then turns around and lends it out as a mortgage and earns interest on it. The government lends that money out to different programs and then receives it back with interest. So none of this is dependent on the stock market, and it is something that we can count on Social Security. I like to tell people, if Social Security isn't there for you when you retire, we've got bigger problems than Social Security, like a meteor heading to Earth, that kind of bigger problems.
So you also recommend signing up for a My Social Security account. What does that do?
Yes, absolutely. So the Social Security Administration has a fantastic website. They have been having some problems with it over the past couple of months, but in general, it is one of the best designed government websites that I know of, where you can sign up with the My Social Security account and you can see your own work history, and you will get an estimate of what your monthly benefit will be based on your current work history and assuming a similar trajectory for your income. And you can play around with it and see, you know, what happens if you take Social Security early, what happens if you wait until age 70 to take it, how much a spousal benefit would be, what a widower or surviving child benefit might be if you've a minor child when you retire. So all of these things are there, and that gives you a really good indication of what you can expect from this like guaranteed program, this guaranteed retirement benefits. And so that can really ease a lot of fears and kind of give you a sense of what you're playing with in terms of retirement. Now, that said, I do want to always put the caveat, don't rely on Social Security for your retirement. It's better to consider that as like the gravy on the meatloaf that is your retirement portfolio.
But that perhaps is one account you can be checking right now, knowing it is more stable than what is happening in perhaps your 401k.
Absolutely, yes. Ooh. It is backed by the full faith in full faith of the American government, which is about as close to an absolute guarantee as you can get.
Let's land here on the dreaded R-word, recession. After last week, could we be headed toward a recession? What is your take?
The thing about a recession is that economists are always really reluctant to say we're heading to a recession. They start calling it the R word and act as if it's this terrible, terrible thing. Like not calling it Voldemort. I mean, and so I think it is very likely that a recession could be on its way. The thing is, a recession is not the boogeyman. What it is when we are having losing growth over a certain amount of time. And a recession's not great news. It's not something anybody's jumping for joy over, but it is survivable. And it is something where if we look at clear-eyed at the situation and recognize like, okay, this is possible or possibly even likely. So what can I do that can like shore up my own finances in case I lose my job, in case I have to be furloughed or something like that. So if you start thinking ahead, you can
get ahead of it.
Prepared.
Yes.
Yes.
Emily, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Emily Guy-Burkin, Milwaukee-based personal finance writer.